Yes, Lisa here, waking up in Western Kenya with Rafiki Africa Foundation. I'm here with Dorothy. Dorothy, the lower grade kids are being introduced to a new curriculum, and I think our friends in Pennsylvania and in the States are going to be very excited about this curriculum.
Yes, I believe so. The new curriculum is actually a homeschool curriculum that's written in America. So we are adapting that in a classroom setting, which is not new in Kenya. We have over 40 schools in Kenya that are currently using the curriculum. But in a village setting or in a rural setting, this is the first school. So it's a Christian-based curriculum, homeschool curriculum. The students are taught to be independent learners, and it builds a lot of Christian values from an early age of three.
And I'm surprised that the government approves this curriculum because it is Christ-based.
Yes, the government of Kenya approves. Actually, the Kenyan government curriculum really focuses on a specific religion. So every school has to teach a specific religion. It could be Christian, it could be Islam, and there are many options. So we have the opportunity to do the same in our school with this home curriculum, to choose a Christian-based curriculum.
I love this little book, ABCs with Ace and Christy. I took a picture of that. Some people might recognize that maybe from homeschooling work that they did. And the lower grade kids are going to be working with this and other pamphlets and booklets and textbooks like this.
Yes. The one thing that we really like about the curriculum, the books are very colorful. They teach the kids to read at an early age. They teach the students to be independent, to set goals and accomplish their goals by themselves with the support of the teacher, of course, in the classroom. And so we think this will really help our students living in a village setting where they don't always have the discipline and the support in the home for them to be able to set their own goals and learn independently. The other neat thing with the curriculum, because it's an international curriculum, it introduces them to many other concepts outside their village. So they can be global citizens and start learning to be responsible on a global level, not just in their village.
And we have an opportunity to help the lower grade kids with purchasing their textbooks.
Yes, because the curriculum is homeschool and it's from the U.S., it's very expensive for Rafiki and our students to afford them. And so we invite many of our homeschoolers and anyone out there who believes in Christian-based education to support our students. For $10 a month, you can help our students buy the booklets and their workbooks so they can continue in this curriculum.
It's just $10 a month. It is amazing how far that goes.
Yes, it does. For $10 a month, the students and their families and Rafiki come together and be able to provide a really good holistic education.
Again, go to RafikiAfrica.org, click donate, and the sponsorship details are there. Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Lisa.
Back to you in the studio.